Good morning. The following program is recorded, and we are not accepting any phone calls. We are accepting an in-studio guest. We have Marlene Leelock from the Weather Discovery Center in downtown Punxsutawney. Marlene, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
This is nice to be able to be in the studio again, I think. So how have you been?
I've been good. It seems like, you know, I was on another planet for a while or something, and I just got back.
I think we were all on the planet you were on.
Yeah, we all were.
Just came back. No, it's very important to note that the Weather Discovery Center in Punxsutawney is open, so you can go back there, and you're really easy to find because you're on North Findlay Street, right in downtown Punxsutawney.
Yeah, we're kind of hard to miss.
I know. You have that wonderful-looking building and stuff like that. So any changes now that you're reopened?
Yes, we're only open Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're going to start out with those 3 days of the week. We're going to see what happens here going into the fall. And, you know, adjustments will be made as necessary or as they, you know, if we feel like we need to be open more days and we can support it, then we will.
Now, you do a lot of stuff for the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts as far as like group packages and things like that. Let's say the troops and the kids are all interested in doing that. How do they find out more about that?
Well, we do offer merit badge programs and journey and badge work for the Boy and Girl Scouts. So all of that information is on our website, and people can also email or call us if they have questions about it. So we do have some programs scheduled coming up over the next several weeks. We go right through to the end of the year with those programs. We're going to try. We've cut back the number of scouts that we will accept at each program so that we can, keep our health and safety protocols in place. So we wanted to get back started with that because we know they still have to do their badge work. So hopefully things will go well and we'll just keep unplugging away with them.
What a great way to earn a badge, because your place is like educational, but it's entertaining educational.
Yeah, we feel they, we do everything that we have to do to meet the requirements for the badge work, but then we also have the exhibits that they can, you know, interact with, and they seem to really enjoy it.
Now, you have some brand new exhibit. I love when you get something new.
Yeah, we're so excited because this exhibit was supposed to be in March, and we didn't know what was going to happen. But thankfully, Carnegie Science Center, the design team, was able to continue working on it through the closures. And the first week of June, they installed pull-up clouds. That is an exhibit dealing with clouds. We didn't have that bit of information in the exhibits currently at the Weather Center. So now you can come in and you can learn about clouds. You pull up with a rope, you pull up individual cloud likenesses, and they pull up to the altitude that they normally are in the sky. So you learn that, and you also learn some interesting facts about them as you're interacting with the exhibit.
Oh, that's pretty neat. So if you wanted the clouds to go to, like, say, commercial airline cruising altitude, you could go that far. And then can you go farther than that? How high can you get?
No, actually,
in space!
They only go up to the altitude that they normally are, and then it stops. But you can see which clouds are higher and which ones approach that space level that you're talking about.
Nice! Well, Carnegie Mellon out of Pittsburgh. Carnegie Science Center out of, my God, that is awesome.
They've been doing our exhibit work for a couple years now, and we're happy. They do a wonderful job.
Very cool. Don't you have like a tornado thing or something like that there too?
We have the Twist and Shout tornado slide, where the visitors become the tornado and swirl down the slide and destroy the building at the bottom.
Sounds like my ex. Sorry about that.
From the early days till now, we keep increasing our exhibit content. So there's, you know, we try to have a new exhibit every year or every other year. So if you haven't been in for several years, you'll be surprised at what we have.
It's amazing what you can see and learn at the Weather Discovery Center in downtown Punxsutawney. There's lots of stuff. And I know that it's, you know, kind of geared toward kids, but I'm an adult who really likes this stuff. Well, it's fascinating.
We find that especially adults who are interested in weather, you know, it doesn't matter what their age, they really enjoy it. And you just got to be a kid at heart.
So, you know, I had a professor one time, and I had to take the science credit and stuff like that. And his main thing was like the weather. And he said, you know, it's one of the few sciences that you can actually make a prediction within a couple of days and be accurate. Now, that's arguable sometimes.
Yeah, I'll say.
You know, but like compared to like geology, and I'm not geology bashing, but like, you know, next couple of days, weather prediction versus, well, in a geological time sense, well, it could be now, it could be 10,000 years from now. We just don't really know, you know? So it's kind of neat. You can actually make a prediction and stuff like that. How much does it cost to get in there? I always forget.
It's $7 per person. Children 2 and under are free.
$7 for any person that's over two, essentially.
Yep.
So 2 and under, which is great stimulus for the kids that are within that zone, too. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you get a lot of two-year-olds that are just kind of like zoning out to like, wow, this is neat, you know?
Yep.
Ah, Weather Discovery Center. We have a lot of things that you can do there. And is it best to make an appointment?
Oh, no. Okay. No, just come in. The only time you need to pre-schedule something is if you have a group, you know, maybe 10 or more, and that would be helpful for us. But otherwise, just walk in any Thursday, Friday, or Saturday from 10 to 4.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 10 to 4. You can walk in. $7. It's a great $7, and you learn a lot. Now, do you limit the amount of people that you can have in there then?
You know, with the guidelines and everything, we never usually, except for Groundhog Day, we don't reach our capacity.
Ah, okay.
Because it's a big place and people kind of filter in on their own, and we don't usually ever have a big crowd in there except for Groundhog Day.
Ah, okay. Well, see, now that makes sense. So this is fantastic. You can get out to the Weather Discovery Center. Again, it's open for business. And if you're with the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, by all means, what's your phone number again?
It is 814-938-1000, but Boy and Girl Scout programs are all listed on our website at weatherdiscovery.org.
What's your favorite exhibit? I know they're all probably like your kids, as they all say, and you can't pick a favorite, but if you were like forced, it's a horrible word to use, you know, but if you really were kind of pressed to get the favorite type of thing, like, oh, you got to see this, come on into the Weather Discovery Center because of blank.
Well, I think probably the AccuWeather green screen forecasting station, just because of the technology, and you know, you see how it all works, and it's, you know, it's a live feed from AccuWeather, so it's really, it is the weather that's going on right now, and it's just cool with the little things that we have there where you can make, you know, hold up a round green disc and your stomach disappears.
Nice.
That kind of thing.
Are you restricted to like wearing like green colored clothes or anything like that?
Because... Well, I mean, if we've had visitors who come in wearing the perfect shade of green and, you know, half of their body disappears.
that'd be neat. That sounds like the fun part right there too. Uh-huh. I mean, a lot of fun things going on there too. Groundhog Day, obviously your busiest day, but any other time, it's good to just show up and get there. And if you want to make an appointment for your group, you can give them a call and everything else. Well, Marlene, did we miss anything?
I'm sure we could talk and on and on and on, but you know, we don't bore everybody. I think we hit the highlights.
All right. Well, thank you for coming into the studio. I really appreciate
that.
Thank you, Jeff. Marlene Lelock of the Weather Discovery Center in Punxsutawney.